guys.
Inside my DNA, yo. Hey. All right, JV, stop it. Stop. Let Stormy talk.
All right, now we're back for real for another episode of Stormy and the Brodies. I'm Stormy, back with my Brodies. Marcellus.
Call me T.I., you know who it is.
JV.
Hey, even though you usually say my name first.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Why are you making such a big deal out of that?
What's good, eh?
Why? Why?
She does.
Why?
She
has done nothing to you, and you already starting the show off like this.
But she always say my name first.
Is it that big of a deal?
I honestly tried to remember, like, who I actually called first, and I forgot, so I just went with the guy next to me. I'm sorry, Jamie.
Yeah, well, I mean, can we move on now, Stormy, please?
Yes, we can. Our first topic is Golden State Warriors, and, you know, it's kind of looking iffy for the guys to get another title without Kevin Durant again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Can I just say something? Draymond Green is their most consistent player in the playoffs, as always. Stephen Curry never shows up in the playoffs. I don't understand why so many people in this country like him. I'm talking like JV right now because I'm fired up. I don't understand why he is a favorite. He does nothing in the playoffs. When it's time to show up, he never shows up. And you don't have your best player on the team? Yes, Kevin Durant is their best player
this year,
on
the
team.
He is this year, like, definitely.
Yes, yes.
He is.
And so when your team really needs you, you go 6 of 18 from the field, 4 of 12 from the three-point line, which that's supposed to be your specialty, right? And you only drop 19 points? Jamal Crawford dropping 19 in the playoffs, and he's 34 years old. Come on now. When they beat Portland, because Portland has no chance, because poor Damian Lillard didn't do anything last night with 12 points. CJ McCollum not showing up. Once they beat Portland, I really don't know if they get past Utah or LA, the Clippers, without KD. I really don't.
This time, I mean, I can't even argue what you said.
Did the Jazz win? The Jazz beat the Clippers.
They beat them in game one because of everybody all of a sudden talking about ISO Joe. Like, who is ISO Joe? Man, that lucky bounce, bro. That lucky bounce. That lucky bounce. That lucky bounce to barely. ISO Joe, that was 07, Carl. We talking about now. He's not ISO Joe now.
I'm saying there's not a new thing coming up, though.
Man, they killing me with that nickname, ISO Joe.
He been ISO Joe, bro.
No, bro. No, man.
That's a nice name. It's like Maddie
just
Ice.
Like Vince Carter is not Ben Sanity no more.
Yeah,
they need to stop.
No more now. That is true.
A 35-year-old Joe Johnson isn't ISO Joe.
For 40 years old, though, doing 360s in one
month? Nah, he's definitely.
That series.
I ain't saying he's booming on everybody. I'm saying he can still get up there.
And warm up, though, Carl. And warm up.
He's 40.
Yeah, but
in the NBA,
he's not expected to do that in a game. He's just a hype guy.
Exactly, which is why he's not Vince Sanity anymore.
He's Vince Sanity because that's his hype. Like, they can keep calling him that because that's
done
what
that
he
in
was.
His career.
And that's what he's going to be remembered as. Who cares if he can't do it now? He's a hype guy. You gotta
all I know
hype.
Is,
first Battle Hall of Fame.
This is what I will say.
Second.
First.
This is what I will say. I will go back to the Golden State Warriors because I just can't stand them and why people like them. I don't get it.
We've already talked about
I don't
this.
Get it. But no, I'm about to make another point. If Rudy Gobert doesn't get hurt, they really losing to the Utah Jazz in the first or in the second round because yes. Paint protector? Yes. Yes. He's their missing piece. That's the only reason LA has a chance in this series.
You forgot that we've been over the point that everybody in a starting lineup can shoot, so they don't need to go into the paint. They can shoot mid-range and outside.
I just gave you stats how none of them are shooting well right now, Carl. They all are they're shooting terrible. Klay Thompson went 6 of 17. 3 of 8 from the 3-point line. They're inconsistent. That's not gonna win 7 games. That's not gonna win a 7-game series.
The same team that came back on Golden. I mean, not Golden State. I'm sorry. OKC last year.
No.
How much were they down?
No, this is not the same team that came back on OKC.
Not a very similar team. Is there not?
No, not really.
So they don't have the same team. They don't have the same role.
They don't.
Players. They don't have the same big role players
they
had last year.
They don't.
They don't.
Iggy is about the.
They don't have Klay Thompson. The biggest factor in that.
In that starting too.
But they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
But they don't have Klay Thompson.
No, but they don't have Maurice Spades. They don't have Leandro Barbosa.
They were definitely not just
Harrison
the only
Barnes.
Reason that they won.
They don't have
game.
Yeah.
No,
those dudes played a role.
No.
What are you talking
Barnes,
about?
No.
No.
They played a role. Last what year are you against
OKC,
about?
The biggest factor was Klay Thompson in that game.
Yeah, that's one game, though. OKC was the source of their own problems in that series.
But was their best player KD not on that team?
In their first championship campaign, Harrison Barnes was the most consistent player on the
team. Was he in the last one, though? I'm talking about the last series when they won. I'm talking about OKC last year. You're talking about 2 years ago, correct?
Yes.
I'm talking about last year, though.
Like I said, throughout the entire playoffs, that was 2 years ago.
You know as well as I do, the most consistent player in the playoffs for this team is Draymond Green.
He has been this year, but he was in the front. But he was again. He was
the man. Dropped 32 points in Game 7 of the NBA Finals last year.
I said Cleveland last year, but I'm talking about OKC when they came back from losing. Is what I'm talking about.
When they were getting, when they got blasted in the first five games.
KD choked it on purpose.
Exactly, they got blasted. It's just been two games.
KD choked that series on purpose, son. On purpose.
You do not choke on purpose.
You talking about a guy that drops 20 every night?
He choked on purpose.
You talking about?
So you're saying he scratched the game? You saying he lost on purpose?
Yes. The dude dropped.
He wanted to go to Oakland.
His whole career had 20 points or more, and then all of a sudden you go.
That's a conspiracy.
That's not a conspiracy. That's a fact.
In the last 2 minutes,
and this is a fact that he lost an NBA game for sure. He should be kicked out of the NBA. You don't lose games on purpose. He's a professional. He no way he lost.
Well,
game
I mean,
on purpose.
I mean, hold on.
That's a conspiracy. He was coming back the next season.
So
he did it.
Do you think LeBron got second on purpose in the East? Because I think he did. That's another topic, by the way. Right, Stormy.
That's not why. And he another topic.
We can go into that.
Yes, he did. Hold on. Can I make my point, please?
He lost as an individual.
Who?
KD. He lost being the individual that he is, so he could go somewhere else. LeBron lost for the team. He's thinking about himself compared to somebody that's trying to do it to, like, they're trying. He's trying to better the team's bracket. He's bettering the bracket. KD did it to leave.
You don't either way. It's a personal lose tank. On purpose.
Exactly. It's a conspiracy. But at the same time, but some people do. Like when the coach commands a team to lose to change the way that the bracket's going, that's a coaching decision. That's okay for LeBron.
No, you do that's do not.
That. You
no.
definitely do that. Yes, you do that.
Like, I'm saying it's not okay. I will say this.
All I'm going to say on that is KD had been showing up that entire series, and then in Game 6 when they could have put them away, when they were up 3-1, and then they let them come back.
But you could also compare that to Steph Curry, because that year that Steph Curry and them did win, you could even compare that to LeBron last year, how he was lights out, and then the last game he choked, and your boy had to come in. Yes, he did he not?
In Game 7 of the finals?
Yes.
He had a triple-double. No, what are you talking about?
But did not – Kyrie Irving not save his butt because he was not clutching the last 2 minutes of the game. He would have lost the game.
How is a triple-double in Game 7
It doesn't
seven
matter
not
about the triple-double. It matters about coming in crunch time, because if you can compare him to Stephon Curry, you know that he's had multiple
and
games
And I'm going
to
compare
points.
You sound like Skip Bayless right
but
now.
But he's had multiple –
You really sound like Skip Bayless.
He not had multiple 30-game games in that series. Did he not? I'm talking about Curry.
Hold on, relax.
Exactly. So you're trying to compare him to Steph Curry.
Hold on.
If he didn't do the crunch time shot in that way, he's never been a crunch time shooter. That's technically not choking.
Listen, hold on, JV.
Because
hold on.
He's outside of yourself.
Hold on. You really basing Kyrie Irving because he made that three to win the game, right?
He actually was locked down that whole entire game, because the last two games LeBron was not on his game like he was.
LeBron had
previously though.
Listen, LeBron, you talking about last year, right?
I'm talking about last year, that Game 7, and finals, LeBron was not clutch.
LeBron James had a triple-double. How is that not clutch?
It doesn't matter, because if you're talking about stats, Stephon Curry has had stats in good games, but he did not come through in clutch situations.
Steph Curry averaged 18 points in the finals. That's nothing by his standards.
Last year.
And that's what I'm talking about, too.
No, he averaged more than 18.
No, he did not.
In the game. I'm talking about the game. I'm talking about the playoffs. You're talking about how he was good up until this point. I'm saying that LeBron was good up until that point. Like you were saying about Steph Curry, he was good up until the finals.
So a triple-double in Game 7 is not clutch.
That is good, but that is
in the finals.
But would they have still lost that game if it was not for Kyrie? No matter how many triple-doubles.
Well, I mean, that's the reason they lost. That's the reason they lost the year before, because they didn't have Kyrie or Kevin Love. But that's not what I'm saying.
Statistics do not matter in finals. It just matters about making a big play when it's needed to be made.
Okay, so
he still had consistent play throughout the entire game.
You really stirring me up. So So Steve Kerr should have been the series MVP when Michael Jordan kicked it to him and he won the game for him?
No. Michael Jordan
was the same shot. No, he did not.
No.
He
didn't. I'm talking about when Michael Jordan made the winning shot to win the finals.
No.
Which one are you talking about?
No.
When he kicked it back to Steve Kerr.
To win the game.
I did not say he should have been the MVP, but I'm saying that he made a big-time play in a big-time game, and if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have won.
He's making a suggestion off of your argument.
That's what I'm saying.
So if Michael Jordan is on that roster, or you telling me if Michael Jordan doesn't play the way he does, the Chicago Bulls have a chance?
Not necessarily, but I'm saying all keys have to play a part, because what if Michael Jordan had the exact same game he had, but he missed the shot? He didn't kick the ball out and miss the shot. He took the shot and missed it. How would he be remembered?
Just
as the dude that had a good stat, good statistic game, but lost the game.
Because he missed one game winner? Because he missed one game winner? So that means he's not clutch.
LeBron's whole career has been shaped because they missed a couple of games. No matter how good of a season he's been, he's lost championships.
I don't understand how you can sit here and say that a triple-double in Game 7 of the NBA Finals is not clutch.
Game, but it's not clutch because he didn't win the game.
I will explain. It makes sense because I think that what LeBron did was clutch in that situation, like as a whole for the game, because obviously without him they wouldn't have won.
Contributing factor.
But Kyrie made the clutch play that is remembered, because you have those players, and I'm not, obviously LeBron is not a role player by any means, but he did all the dirty work throughout the game, and that crunch time play that will go down and be remembered was made by Kyrie. But I don't think that that takes away from anything LeBron did. I think LeBron got it done the entire game.
Did I say that it takes
your definition?
Did I not say that a triple double is a good game?
I know. No, hold on. Your definition of clutch, though, it's a bad definition of clutch.
It's definitely not.
Clutch is not just the last 2 minutes of the game.
It actually kind of is.
How?
What is defined? What like what? Did you not hear what I just said? What is 50 points in a game if you lose? What is it? It's nothing. It's nothing.
I get what you're saying.
It's nothing.
So Russell,
you get no ring.
So Russell Westbrook wasn't clutch yesterday in helping a very
points,
terrible
but
supporting
they still lost.
But that mean he's
so
not
they
clutch.
Still on the bench, they get 26 points worse.
They still lost. I'm done.
You're killing me. You're killing me.
I'm not arguing. In
you're
that
killing
case,
me.
Tony Romo should go to the Hall of Fame because he has all these good stats, but he cannot win.
You're killing me.
I just killed you on an old topic.
How?
Because why is Tony Romo not a good quarterback?
Because throughout the entire game, he'll throw two to three interceptions. That's why.
But he also has all the Cowboys records, so he has all the stats, but he can't win a playoff game.
Those don't matter.
Trust me, we've gotten off topic a lot, so I can definitely get off topic when I bring back what you said, how his statistics don't make him who he is, but him
they
not
don't.
Winning games do.
But does he show up in the big game, like throughout the entire game? That's what my argument
he's
is.
He's had games where he's had over 300 yards and still lost.
Both of y'all
you're
are making good
me.
Points. That
You're
talking
me.
About the guy that makes a clutch play at the end, but you had a clutch whole game performance.
Yeah.
There's two different things. Like, you can have a clutch play.
That'll make
but
you like.
You can also have an entire clutch performance.
You really think?
Do you think the Cleveland Cavaliers win that series without LeBron James?
No, but at the same time, what if LeBron misses the shot with a good game? It's nothing.
He still showed up.
All I'm trying to tell you, I don't care about the definition of clutch. All I'm trying to say is it doesn't mean nothing about stats if you don't win the game. That's all I'm trying to say, and I know my fans would agree.
Cause it's true. But that's a completely different argument that you just said.
Not really.
Yes.
Not
yeah,
really.
But something else, because otherwise we wouldn't have
disagreed no, really.
On that.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have disagreed on that either.
No.
But you just said,
understand.
I said LeBron is clutch. He showed up in the finals, and you said a triple-double is not clutch.
A triple-double is clutch.
He didn't show. Did you just say he didn't show up in the finals last year?
Yeah, not at the end. Nope. Not in the last 5 minutes when it counted. Nope.
Okay, this is what started it.
Nope.
He showed up. He just didn't make the
not in the last play. 3 points.
No.
You might have to go back
gotta,
and watch that game.
Go.
Nope, it was not just the last play. It was not just the last play.
That play
was very passive. It was not just the last play. It was not just the last play. Nope.
He made the clutch defensive play.
Well, Marcellus left the room, and we're going to wrap up this episode of Stormy and the Brodies. See you guys next time.
Really, guys?